Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. It has been a minute, you guys, but we are so happy to be here and to chat with you guys about life and what is going on. So we thank you guys again for, of course, you know, being patient with us always as I just went through another prep. So it's definitely been a little more intense, and when we get together, I'm freaking exhausted. So we always used to, like, we're changing our podcast dates now. So we used to get together on Tuesday nights for podcasting, and now since it's been getting dark so early, I feel like as soon as it's dark, I'm ready for bed.
Yep.
If I'm being honest. So I apologize. You know, we're a work in progress, and we appreciate and love you guys always. But we are going to kind of just get into it today, and I want to give, you know, we're just giving like a life recap a little bit and getting into some things. So I just got done with my second bodybuilding show.
Boop, boop.
Yeah, about, I would say almost 3 weeks, maybe it's like 2 weeks, 2 weeks now. Yeah, about two weeks.
2 weeks.
So we were in Illinois. I got first place in both of my classes, which is super awesome. But of course, I'm of course going to give gratitude for one, you know, for myself, for everything I did, gratitude for my coach, gratitude for Cassie, you know, everyone who came to support me. I feel very loved and very thankful and very blessed. Now, comparison time, you know, comparison is the thief of joy, but I also feel like it is important. You know, my first show compared to this one, the first show is way more put together. If I'm being honest, they had everything set up really nice. They had, you know, like a beautiful like pump up room set up in the back. We actually got to watch the show. They had like a projector on, we got to watch the shows, you know, just like relax in the back. And it was really nice. And I was nervous, but I felt overall relaxed. And this show was chaotic.
Very.
I am a little like disappointed in honestly everything about the show. I'm not going to lie. They didn't have a pump up room. I can't express to you how annoying it is not having that, because I can tell from my stage photos last time versus these ones, I felt like I had way more of a pump the last one, and this one I didn't, because they didn't have bands, they didn't have anything. They literally had one big mirror, and this show was supposed to be so big, and they did not promote it correctly, because it was small. It was very small.
I feel like it was small for like the amateur side. They did have a lot of pros.
They had a lot of pros. So,
but that's also actually worse, because if that's what they're giving for the pros, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because like it didn't change. They gave you as amateurs and the pros the same experience. And if as an amateur, it sucks.
Yeah.
Just imagine how the pros would be like, why?
Yeah.
Why
so
am I here?
I talked with my coach after, and we were like, yeah, we're never doing this show again. Like, he said we did it years ago, and he's like, it was a great show. And my class was so small.
Yeah.
It was three girls.
And actually not even, because it was really just you with
and two other girls. Yeah.
And then
me in the open. No. It was in the novice class. So it was just me. And then for the open, it was me and two other girls. So it was very small. It was very much rushed, and I was very nervous. I felt very anxious this show. My coach even said that. He said, you seemed more nervous. And I said, yeah. I said, it went very fast. It felt chaotic. I felt as if I could not relax my nervous system and like catch my breath. It was just like, go, go, go. Like, oh, you're on for this. Now you're on for your routine. Now we're going to get you back out here for the open. Now comparisons. And it was just a lot. Like I like competition, and I felt personally as if the win was given to me. Now I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to say that, because I did work really hard. I did do another prep back to back. Like, it does not discredit all the hard work and effort I put in, but to get to the show day, it was like disappointing as hell.
I mean, I understand how, like, anyone that does know bodybuilding, mm-hmm. obviously, like, you were going up in a wellness category against two girls in bikini.
Yeah.
Like, the...
They did what, bikini as well,
like,
yeah.
Like, what... Like, the... Obviously... Like, you looked great.
Correct.
But, at the same time, there was a no-brainer that you won because you were the only one that really, like...
Fit the category.
Truly fit the category. Mm-hmm. And it sucked for us also to watch that because I knew you knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew you knew that. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah, like, it just felt... And I don't know if this is ego or what, but it just felt like I did all this work for nothing, which isn't true, but...
Correct. Because if you looked like shit, you wouldn't have won necessarily.
Correct. In my first show, there was six people in there.
Five or six. Yeah. I mean, still, that's a lot.
And it was a competition. Like, it was hard, you know? So... I'm a very competitive person, so I want to, like, I don't want to be, like, beat people, but, like, yeah, like, I want to win. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to explain.
It's good to have, like, a struggle, but yeah. Then come out on top.
Correct. And I felt I don't like winning when something's just given to me. Like, that's not satisfying to me. I didn't feel satisfied. And, you know, I kind of was just like, you know, whatever. I was disappointed. So we talked to the judges, right? I didn't get my pro card. So usually to get your pro card, you have to have five or more in the class. Apparently they're changing the rules now. And from what I heard, it's if I think five out of the seven judges, was it feel yep. like you deserve, feel as you hear I'm saying, like you deserve a pro card, then you'll get one. Like,
can you tell she's unhappy with this?
I don't blame you. Woman. I'm trying to be in my, you know, feelings are important, but this is a sport. This is a more masculine sport. Now, with women, you can bring your femininity in your routine, like in the way you move. It can be very feminine, but it is more of a masculine sport. And ain't nobody give a fuck about your feelings, bro. Like, I'm sorry with the I think that's messed up because it... Anything should never be about, like, with sports and with politics and with, like, anything like that. It should be about the data and what is required in this category, which that was the data for that. You know, the category, what does the category require in order to get a pro card? So they gave this girl, who was the only class in bikini, they gave her pro card.
Yep.
Because five out of the seven judges felt like she deserved it.
Fun fact is actually that same girl was in Jenna's category.
Yeah. She literally...
So that if they wanted to, like, compare what they feel was mm-hmm. a pro, like, bikini body...
Yeah.
They were able to compare, okay, well, is this a pro
mm-hmm.
wellness body? But I don't think they even thought about it.
No, I don't think they did either. And we had a conversation with, like, one of the judges. I emailed the judges, by the way. I got one response back. And the other ones, no responses. So, what can you do at the end? Like, that also bothers me. I also felt as if the judges should be sending emails. I know that's a lot of work, but I'm pretty sure they're getting paid. So, it is their job to give feedback. Or, in my opinion, they should have these sheets with their feedback and have a data collector entering them, emailing people. Like, have yeah. somebody do that, one or two people. I know it's a lot, but if you take maybe a picture... You can literally scan these sheets in and just send them to the emails. That would take no time. Like, I just think it could be structured so differently. Like, put me in this bitch. Like, let me help you guys run this because clearly things need to be more structured. And I talked to, like, Rebecca too. She only got, like, one feedback and it wasn't even feedback. It's like, you won, champ. You look good. Great. Thanks. Like,
that's not
what we're looking for. And that's the same thing that happened to me. They're like, as soon as you walked on stage, I said you were the perfect representation of wellness and what we're looking for. Okay.
Beautiful. What is different?
What do I need to do to get my pro card?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I asked for feedback and everything. I sent the pictures. I sent the number. I didn't get anything back. And we ran into one of the judges in the back and they said, well, she looks great. They're like, you look great, but you need more lower body mass. I'm like, okay. There is there was some more different judges, but I was like, the last show, it was a toss up between me and this other girl for the pro card. And I said, this show, they don't even be like, they're like, no. So that's where it is. It's politics. Like bodybuilding, whether or not we want to state that, it is politics and it's how people feel. Like, girl, that's the only shit that really pisses me off. Like, I don't give a fuck about how you feel. Look at the category, read it, and then yes or no. You know what I'm saying? And I know it goes into a little bit more depth of that, but they're yes or no questions. Do they have this hamstring tie-in? Yes, no. You know what I'm saying? I think it could be more simplified than it is, and I think it could be more effective than what it was. And I think that's why I'm more upset, where it's whatever. It's not logicaling. Like, that's not even a fucking word, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just, to me, there's things where it's not making sense.
I think it was
not mathing.
I think it was just hard. Obviously, you guys know, I obviously have been in both shows with Jenna, mm-hmm. and like, me and like her trainer, like all of us, like that's like the family dinner. Like yeah, that's the family dinner. That's the dinner. That's the lunch. That's the every meal that yeah. we have that's not on meal plan. That's yeah. our group.
Yeah.
And like, obviously I am like, I'm not crazy close with like your trainer, but I'm close enough.
Mm-hmm.
And like we sit and talk, and like when she's on stage and everything like that, like we like kind of discuss and like talk about things and like see if we can notice things, but like, because it does take more than one like set of eyes. I'm not into like all of the body stuff. So like my eyes are the fresh eyes, quote unquote. I'm like, what do I see?
Mm-hmm.
And he has the like, well, are you looking for this? Do you see this part? And like, he's like showing me what I'm supposed to be looking
for. I love
for.
That. He's so informational. And so like,
what's crazy is when we heard from the, like that judge, like, oh, well, like, no, she's perfect. She just needs to be bigger to be pro, which to this, like, we understand, like, and it's not like it's like a misunderstanding. It's that to be like, you have to be great at the amateurs, get your pro card, and then you're required to be this huge mass of
yeah.
muscle. Like, that's the step.
Well, not even, but like, build,
but like, you know what I mean? Like, you use the whole time once you get your pro card to build.
Yeah. So I'm,
so when they literally
they
look
want
at
me,
her
yeah.
and they look and they say, nah, she's great. And then he goes, well, like, what are you guys looking for, like, for her to get her pro card? Well, she just needs to be bigger. It was kind of just like, well, like, no shit. Like, not that she's not gonna be, like, that's obviously
yeah.
the goal. The goal is always to
get bigger. I put on more muscle this show. I literally put on more muscle.
No, it was, we noticed.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just like a thing that it was kind of just crazy because if there were the judges from the last time, it could be different.
Yeah.
And like, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for someone in Jenna's position. Like, I didn't do all this work. Mm-hmm. I just got to enjoy the aftermath. I just
yeah.
got to enjoy going to the show, seeing it play out. I didn't sit down and like, do this insane diet and do all the meal plans mm-hmm. and do all that prep and do all the like lifting and cardio and shit. I just watched her attitude while she was going through this. But like, it's not an easy thing. It's, mm-mm. she did it back to back. And just to like, literally have that be the second show, like,
it was so disappointing.
It does suck. And like, it is one of those things like, okay, yes, you still have motivation because obviously you do not, like, with not having the pro card, there's like that drive of like, that's what I'm going for. This is my goal. And like, once you have that, like, obviously, it's not like you don't have goals when you become pro,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, like it depends on how far you want to go up, and like, you know what I mean. Like, we've talked about it a
yeah.
little bit ourselves, but like, that is like a huge step that people. Mm-hmm. That's like what a lot of people are getting for,
yeah.
Because the wellness category is a hit or miss if people are going to do it. Because
it's newer too, so the judges are just, you know.
Well, and it's not only that. How many people are going to be in it?
Yeah.
You never know how many people are going to be in it in your show. You might get really lucky and the next show has like 10. You might get unfortunate and be the only one.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing is, like, that's the beauty, but the downfall of this is, like, that's why people, I think that's why they have the rule of mm-hmm. 5 or more judges allow it, because if you were the only person for 5 or 6 shows in your category doing really? All this effort yeah. to never be able to get up to a pro, mm-hmm. that would suck.
Yeah.
There would be no drive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, the positive is they have the rule that no matter what, there's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where, no matter how many people are in your category, that you can get that.
Yeah.
But that just means, like, shit, okay, we have to work so hard
yeah.
to get so much more muscle on us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they want bigger, then give them fucking bigger.
Exactly. Like, and that's kind of, you know, I'm done for the season. So we're going into this off season, and I just started actually, like, more of a strength training program to, you know, put on more muscle. But yeah, to end the season that way, I mean, I did come home with wins, but the intention, like my intention with that show, I didn't feel like I won because my intention was to get the pro card. That's right. All I gave a flying crap about. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Like, of course I get first and everything because I won my pro card, you know? So that's okay because I have all the time in the world. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Would I love to have it right now? Absolutely. But it doesn't deter me from, you know, any of my future shows. I'm like, okay, bet. Like, I'm going to be undeniable next season. Like, truly, like, watch me, like, be more undeniable. And that's just what, you know, when I'm working out and I don't want to do it, it's just kind of like, hey, dude, do you want to feel the way that you felt? Even though, you know, but all in all, it was like, I'm very grateful for the sport and I'm super excited that I get to do it the rest of my life and I get to like work and I get to work towards my pro card and do that dream because I truly do love the sport. I truly do feel great and I'm super excited to I'm putting in a lot of work this off season. Like, I, even right now, thinking about it, I am telling myself I need to lock in more. You know, same thing with posing. I'm going to be getting more help with that because I want to look, if anyone knows, like, Rebecca Miller, how good she looks on stage. Like, she takes her time. She's, like, flowing. Like, I want that. And that what that is work. She works at it so much.
Because if you talk to her about that, yeah. she's like, I'm freaking out. Like, yeah. it's so funny because she's such, like, she's a human.
Yeah.
But for her, if you look at her on stage, she don't seem like she's human. Like, yeah, she seems just in her shit.
Beautifully. Exactly. And I want to embody that. And it's all about confidence. So I'm super, you know, grateful and I'm super excited to come back on the stage, like, in the next season that I compete in and, like, bring a whole new, you know, me to the stage, because it's not just all physical. Like, it's literally mental. It's going to require a lot of personal development and a lot of me getting uncomfortable and making the uncomfortable things, like, easier every yeah. day, you know?
Correct.
So that was, like, my little recap, but I'm going to let you lead into the next.
And this is also, this isn't going to be crazy long either. Yeah. So just bear with us. We and Jenna were chit-chatting before this, mm-hmm. and we're going to kind of go into, like, two little things, but, like, take this very, like, just take the idea of it,
yes. okay?
So we're going to give you different examples of, like, what we're kind of talking about with this mm-hmm. idea. But it was, like, that you, in order to, like, make a decision for yourself, like, you need to do the research. You need to get in there and do it yourself because no one else is going to do it for you. And if they do, I wouldn't trust them necessarily mm-hmm. because there's no, like, you going out of your way, finding information on whatever decision you're going to make. So, for example, I have had an opportunity to kind of, it's not a normal opportunity. So, like, mm-hmm. it's a great one to have. But it basically, I have, like, a few days to decide a big decision on potentially changing, like, graduation date, do my life path, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get into very much details about it because I am figuring it out mm-hmm. and I'm going to do it all by my big girl self.
Period.
Okay. Big girl decision time. But I got off of work on Friday early and I was like, you know what? I need to go out of my way and talk to other people. So I went and I traveled to a school I used to go to and I went and got, like, information from private schools, public schools, principals, teachers. I went and talked to, I think, 5 different people yesterday. And, like, these are people I trust, but it was more of, like, I asked them all different situations. Like, I asked principals more, like, logistic things, and then I talked to, like, the teachers that I trusted and said, like, would you do this?
Mm-hmm.
And not that if, like, the first person I asked, like, she was one of my old teachers. Mm-hmm. I love her dearly. She did say, yeah, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she said, yeah, I would, does not mean that's my decision.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing that is like, okay, so, like, this is a smart choice. This is, like, because it was the choice that I would like to do,
mm-hmm.
but I want to hear how others view it being in that field, being mm-hmm. surrounded by that. Like, if they could go back, you know, the people that are the wisest sometimes are the people that have been doing the shit for 20, 30, 40 some years. So I was like, that's what I was trying to find.
Yeah.
And I was going out of my way to figure that out. And I took every single thing somebody said and I just put it in the back of my head.
Yeah.
I
put it in your little grocery basket,
my little bag. But no one else, like, if I went and talked to my advisor and said, and asked her these questions, she might give me the same answers.
Mm-hmm.
But do I trust her, just one human, to give me those answers? No. Like, yes,
you
to an
know,
extent.
It's like crazy you expressing all of this, how much it is good to, like, obviously get a consensus of, like, I don't want to be like other people's opinions, kinda. But it's crazy how much we go outside of ourselves for that. When honestly, like, thinking now, like, you, I think it is great, but you didn't have to do any of that. Because within yourself, you should feel, if you're connected to yourself, what's right for you.
Well, correct. I mean, to an extent, mm-hmm. I do have to figure out some of the things. I have to find,
correct.
Like, logistic side.
Correct. And, like, you gotta do that. Correct.
Yeah, so I was asking, so I had a little bit of both.
You were
asking,
like, logistics, yes. not, like, opinions.
Correct.
Okay, good. So I was like, if you're asking opinions, then that's...
No. I was going and asking, like, the logistics of
beautiful.
It. With, like, a few of the teachers, I do have a connection, and mm-hmm. like, I just took it very, like, lightly, but I wanted to know, because they have literally been teaching for literally, like, 30 or 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you had this opportunity, like, would you go back and, like, have done this?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is hard to, like, yeah. understand, like, and, like, it's a non-traditional way of doing things. And so I'm like,
we love non-traditional
which
ways.
I do love non-traditional ways. So I'm like, okay, just like, would you? And they're like, oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, great. And I said, awesome. But obviously, like, yes, the logistics side was mostly my questions for other people. And I had to go and do that, because I could ask my advisor about the logistic questions, but that's one person's view, or she might have to go and, like, do the research. But why would I make her do it? When I have the opportunity.
Correct.
It's not like I don't have any resources.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has resources, whether you believe it or not. You can walk into any place and ask someone questions. So, like, if I have those resources and I have connections to do so,
mm-hmm.
why don't I go and do that?
Yes.
And so, obviously, through my own research, I have a lot more, like, I'm more confident because I was able to go out of my way, ask
correct.
Who I wanted to.
Correct.
And I could figure that, like, finding my path with it too.
Correct.
Whereas, like, I even talked to her about, or to Jenna. Let me preference who I was talking to. But.
You talking about me?
Not about you. To you.
Oh.
But me and Jenna were talking, and I said, this also, like, no political aside, all mm-hmm. that aside. We do have, it is on, when this podcast drops, it's Sunday.
Is election day Tuesday?
Election day is on Tuesday.
So go out and vote, please.
Correct. Or if you did it early. That's great,
awesome
too.
Awesome sauce.
But, like, no one else should tell you
who
to vote for. What the information that you should, quote-unquote, know. It's your opinion. It's your choice and your, like, duty to go and find that yourself.
And, yeah, do your own research. Like, you know, the news is a little... I personally don't watch the news. I do all my own research with that stuff. And in addition, speaking on feelings, like... You don't my opinion again. I don't think you should vote based on your feelings for a candidate. Like, oh, I like this candidate because I just like them. Or I don't like this candidate, so I'm voting for the other candidate. Like, it is super important to do research and look at the statistics of why they would be a good president, not based on their personal lives or how you feel about them.
And the other candidates, not just presidential one too. Like
Congress, all the candidates. Yes, all of it. It should be researched based, and a huge thing is it's not. You know, they're definitely playing on your emotional weakness, if I'm being honest, because when you react emotionally, like, that is weakness. You need to have, it's great to have feelings. All of that's awesome. But, you know, it's also important to have a sense of, like, control over your feelings and emotions. And I feel, personally, they should do statistics on this. Like, 95% of Americans, in my opinion, are overly emotional and not logically thinking about important things like elections or, yeah, like, literally researching your own stuff. It is just so important to do that yourself and understand your values and also what aligns with your values. You know?
We did also like kind of like talk about this ourselves, but research is, when you do research, just because you find one, like, in high school, you learn this. Yeah. Just because you found one source that told you everything.
One Google source.
Like, one Google source that told you everything that you love to hear.
Yeah.
That don't mean it's right.
Facts. Yeah.
And if you want to truly do research, you do need to look into, like, at least five different
and
places.
Statistics.
And if it's the same, and now five separate, completely separate, different sources are telling you the same information exactly,
you can be more confident in that.
You can be pretty fucking confident that that is a legit, like, thing and an actual fact.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, we all know that there's sources out there that aren't, like, are opinion-based. Like, anyone and their mom can go and make a website, and they can write whatever they want.
You
Wikipedia,
have to use...
You can go, I could go and edit what
you have to use your best discernment with the sources that you are essentially looking at and citing, because then it's also like, is this source credible? What have they come out with before? Has it lined up or has it been bogus? You know what I'm saying?
And especially with, like, I don't have TikTok, but obviously TikTok is, like, a lot of people use it for multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's always a bad thing, because some people are sitting there spitting full on fucking facts up there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, these are people. These are literally a person like you, me. We could have, like, a TikTok and say our own personal beliefs and tell everyone that a chicken is now a bird, like, isn't a bird. Like, we could make people believe that.
Yeah.
If we wanted to. Like, stuff like that is what TikTok is.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be very, very cautious and fact-check the fuck out of what you hear on there, and not use that as your, like,
don't take something and run with it.
Because some people I know, like, there are so many celebrities that are also getting political. We are not getting political, I will tell you that. We will not send a single thing about it, but there are celebrities that are getting political, and just because you like Taylor Swift, don't just vote for who she says to vote for.
Do your own research,
because you like her.
Please. Yeah.
Do what you feel is right in your heart and soul that you think is going to be better. Because I think that is the only way. Like, that
I think you do based on, I'm going to, like, disagree a little bit. I think you should do based on research. I don't think you should do based on, like, what you're feeling in your heart.
I guess I meant after you do research.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Because, let me
put you in a little chronological order. So do your research, and then based on said research, how do you feel overhearing those, like, statistics?
Yeah.
Like, what statistics fit best with how you feel about, like, where you want this country to go?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, I should say,
we the
is
people
how you want it.
Have a duty.
It is our duty, and you should really, really be grateful
vote.
To do so.
Yeah, you know, it
especially
is important.
Especially us women, because we didn't get that for a long time, too. I know you men, you've always had this.
So, women, I mean, you know, get your ass out there and vote, please. I mean,
Look into all those candidates.
We all just want, you know, a better America than yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I think almost everyone can agree with that. I think anyone listening to this can agree that, you know, we're just trying to get better and we're not trying to, like, get worse.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants to see our own country, like, actually, like,
burn.
Blow up.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, how you think that that's going to be better, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to your opinion, and we're not going to sit here and tell you you're right or wrong.
Correct.
That's your shit.
Correct.
All we're simply saying is I just hope that you do your own personal research,
mm-hmm.
back check your shit, especially if you're going to go out and try to tell people what, like, this information. Like, make sure that you're telling them correct things. Don't try to be, like, on people about what they believe in. There's, like,
how about, yeah, everyone just minds their own business and shuts the fuck up.
Election year sucks around America because
everyone's an asshole.
We are. And, like, I wish that everyone could just, like,
emotionally not be a dick and control their emotions.
Like, I get it.
Like, me just being so blunt with it. Like, everyone's so overly emotional. That's why, like, it's, the drama is crazy. Like, please stop.
Like, I understand if someone comes into your face and starts yelling at you and tells you you're entirely wrong, blah, blah, blah.
Also, like, literally walk away. Like, that is so, like, how funny and silly is that, that this person's so emotionally unhinged and emotionally just, like, a 2-year-old, respectfully, laugh and walk away. Like seriously, things are not worth the reaction, because when people, like, react that way, that really just shows their personal development and the lack thereof, and it's never worth it, in my opinion. Like, never worth it, you guys.
I think that we should just come together and
just love each other.
Love each other. If you love the USA, love the USA, and just be done.
Put your hands up. Done. Because it's a party in the USA.
And if you love the USA, go vote.
Yeah.
You have
Because Tuesday. America loves you.
I hope so.
This is like an ad in itself. A freaking ad. Well, you guys, we just wanted to, like, kind of end on that little note today. But we do look forward to talking to you next Sunday, since we are on a regular schedule again, which is super exciting.
Boop, boop.
We hope you have a very blessed week. Go out and vote. Do your research.
Research.
Yeah. Have a great week, you guys.
Bye.